Notes from the Field. In this series, those involved with CLC Foreign Missions profile one aspect of our overseas endeavors. This month, the day a whole congregation was confirmed. This is from the missionary's blog, December 11, 2011. Today, the entire congregation of Moss Bridge, Kenya, was confirmed, and adult confirmands received the Lord's Supper together as a KCLC church for the first time. Great day. It couldn't get more eventful if it tried today. I was pleasantly surprised to see one of our church members rejoin us who comes from very far away. Agri makes the longest journey of anybody, even by bicycle. He has been unable to make it for these last 2 months because of a motorbike accident, but he has fully recovered and was very happy to be with us today. I shared a sermon based on the words of Moses in Deuteronomy as the children of Israel were preparing to enter the Promised Land. It will only be the Word of God bound closely to the people's hearts that will sustain and bless them in the days ahead. Four young girls, one boy, and an older man, Midi, were baptized in the same service. After this, we celebrated the confirmation of 18 people, ranging in age from 12 up to 80 and beyond, and consequently shared together in the Lord's table. There are a number of others who were not able to make it to church today due to circumstances beyond their control. Everyone was very grateful and humbled by all of the greetings, prayers, and congregations from their brothers, and congratulations from their brothers and sisters back in the U.S. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. No matter how many miles, continents, or oceans may get in the way. There was no room for sad farewells today, only reason to celebrate. For now, I am simply astounded at what God can do and has done in the hearts of His people. To be called to be a part of that work, even though there is much responsibility, headache, and trouble that comes along with it, is a privilege and an honor. Am I looking forward to coming home? Of course. Will I miss this place? Sure. But I know that whatever the Lord may lead us, we will have a fine time later on catching up in our permanent home, which has been prepared long ago. So for now, it's time to pack it all up once again and hit the road. Time to prepare for the transition back to life in the States, which I've found isn't always so quick and easy. Meantime, pray that the work of God would carry on mightily here, and that many children in our church and school would grow in the grace and knowledge of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Author's Update. The congregation at Moose Bridge still enjoys the fellowship that they publicly confessed 6 years ago. While some members have come and gone, the core group of believers remains faithful in ministering to each other and the surrounding community. They have the opportunity to share the truth of God's Word with the 280 to 300 students who attend the elementary school at Moose Bridge each year. Our reporter is Michael Gurath, pastor of Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Phoenix, Arizona, and a visiting missionary to Africa.